At Bangkok City Restaurant on Bryan Street, owner Jan Pen Taiwan Kao Kennedy and her husband Philip Kennedy are rearranging the dining room to seat a maximum of 16 customers. That's as many people as they can accommodate under new guidelines from the state. The Thai restaurant in East Dallas has built a loyal customer base after more than 20 years in business.
Yeah, they keep us going and call and see how we're doing and try to help.
Under an executive order from Texas Governor Greg Abbott, restaurants in Dallas County can resume dine-in service with some restrictions. They can't exceed 25% capacity. Tables can seat up to 6 people, and parties have to stay at least 6 feet apart. In counties with very few COVID-19 cases, capacity can be higher. Philip Kennedy says to-go orders have been popular since North Texas adopted shelter-in-place orders, but they only account for about 20% of regular business. Bangkok City has been able to retain its entire staff, though hours have been cut. Kennedy says resuming dine-in service is crucial to sustaining business.
It's great that we're going to have the opportunity to have it just be 16. So I think that's a very positive sign, and we're optimistic.
For others, reopening at 25% capacity just doesn't make fiscal sense. Spencer Fox is the director of coffee at Fiction Coffee on North Hall Street.
You know, no matter how much we love our customers, you know, you can only spend so much money on a cup of coffee. And if you sit there for a couple hours and limit that, you know, it's not very financially feasible for us.
Fox says they've had to make tough decisions since the COVID-19 outbreak began, reducing pay across the board and giving staff the option to go on furlough. 4 baristas have taken him up on that. Fox knows some employees don't feel safe coming to work right now, potentially being in close contact with customers. In Dallas County, community transmission continues to be the leading risk factor for COVID-19, meaning most people who have tested positive don't know how they got the illness. Fox says he's staying in touch with furloughed workers.
They've been giving us love and we've been giving them love back, you know, just waiting for the time for that they'll want to be able to come back to work.
For now, his team has turned the tiny Fiction Coffee parking lot into a makeshift drive-through. Customers can call ahead before picking up their orders. Fox says they plan to continue using this system, keeping the dine-in area closed until further notice.
A lot of our regulars that are coming in every day are a lot of the healthcare workers at Baylor Dallas right here next to us. You know, they're telling us to be safer than anything. And at 50%, we can't do it. And even at 75%, we probably aren't going to do it.
The first phase of the governor's plan also allows retail stores, movie theaters, malls, libraries, and museums to reopen with limited capacity. If Texas does not see a spike in COVID-19 cases over the next 2 weeks, restrictions could be loosened even further, as early as May 18th. That's when Governor Abbott would consider opening bars, gyms, salons, and barbershops, though it all depends on whether there are flare-ups of COVID-19. I'm Saida Hassan in Dallas.